शेषस्य जशन सकला सन्नितानन्दखरामो शरणं ममस्तु। नमस्ते तु हलग्राम, नमस्ते मुसलायुध, नमस्ते रेवती कांत, नमस्ते भक्तवत्सल, नमस्ते बलिनां श्रेष्ठ, नमस्ते धरणीधर, प्रलम्बारे नमस्ते तु, त्राहि मां कृष्ण पूर्वज, नमः महाबदनाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते, कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौर तिशे नमः। भुजे सव्य बेनु शिरसि शिखिविच्छन् कोटितटे दुकुलां नेत्रान्ते सहचर कटाक्षं विदधते। सदा श्रीमद् वृंदावन वसति लीला परिचय, जगन्नाथ स्वामी नयन पथगामी भवतु मे। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीन बंधो जगतपते, गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते। वंदे नंद ब्रज स्त्रीनां पादरेणुम् अभिक्ष्णसं यासां हरिकथद्गीतम् पुनाति भुवनत् त्रयम्। भक्ताभिना अपने भक्ताभिना अपराध लक्षय ताश्च कामादि तरंग मध्ये कृपामयि त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना, ब्रिंदेनुमस्ते चरणारविंदम् श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद सियद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे First of all, I pay my innumerable prostrated humble obeisances to the lotus feet of my most revered Gurudeva, Nityalila Pravishto Vishnu Path. अष्टत्तरशतसीमन् भक्ति दैत माधव गोस्वामी महाराज द एब्सोल्यूट काउंटर पार्ट ऑफ सुप्रीम लॉर्ड श्री कृष्ण एंड हिज ग्रेस इनकार्नेट आई प्रे फॉर हिज कॉजलेस मर्सी to bestow me strength to sing the glories of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna and his personal associates to purify my mind and to get one-pointed exclusive devotion to Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. I pay my innumerable prostrated humble obeisances the lotus feet of my most revered Shiksha Gurus and pray for their causeless mercy to give me capability to sing the glories of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna and his entourage, to purify my mind and to get exclusive devotion to Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. I pay my due respects to all who are present here. About the successful celebration of Janmashtami at Vienna, I think so. At Vienna. All devotees, they attended the meeting and our one letter I have got from Slovenian. By that I have come to learn. Here also in Calcutta, the annual function, twice in 1 year, on the occasion of Janmashtami, holy appearance day of Nandananda Sri Krishna, and on the occasion of the installation of the presiding deities of Calcutta Mott in winter season, in the month of January. This is a big function, 5-day function. About many people, a huge number of people, from Calcutta Metropolis and from other districts, towns and villages from our districts, they came here. Giant institution. The whole mart was packed up. 5 days. And our Guru Maharaj introduced, you should perform Odivas, you understand? Preliminary function before a solemn celebration, 1 day earlier. That is very important. Odivas, we say Odivas. Odivas, in another sense, you have to prepare yourself. All arrangements should be done before Krishna's appearance, 1 day earlier. For puja, ritualistic performance, but the main reason is you have to sanctify your heart. In Srimad Bhagavat, 4th canto, Mahadev has said, who is Vasudev or who is Vasudev? Sattam Vishuddham Vasudeva Sadhyeta Yadi Yadi Dattra Puman Abhavrita Satya Dashman Bhagavan Vasudeva Yadashudev Me Manasa Vidyate Namasa Vidyate. Supreme Lord appearance function, all function, all pastimes are eternal. We are not seeing now in this Brahmanda. Brahmanda means there are 14 worlds in Brahmanda. You may say planets. There is no use of it. There are infinite Brahmandas. Supreme Lord is infinite. So, all the production by his potency will be infinite. Nobody can comprehend. Nobody can say, I have already seen everything and I have narrated everything of Sri Krishna. If anybody says like that, he has got no knowledge of Supreme Lord. He is infinite. There are infinite spirit souls, infinite Brahmandas. I can use the word Brahmanda. Infinite Vaikunthas, transcendental spiritual realm. Everything is infinite. Infinite forms. Of the highest form is Nandanandan Sri Krishna. Highest and all delightful relations are with Nandanandan Sri Krishna. You can love Sri Krishna with all kinds of delightful relations. Mainly 5. But if you make it mixture, it will be infinite. by permutation and combination. The mathematical way of understanding. Everything is infinite there. The Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, His appearance there, prior to that, is the preliminary function. What our Gurudev said, you are to perform Nagar Sankirtan. You have to sanctify your heart. God, His appearance is eternal in the sense that infinite Brahman is His. All the times of appearance, childhood, boyhood, everything is going on. In that sense, another sense is God will appear on that day to some blessed devotee. Who do not know. Sanctified and Sattam Vishuddham Vasudeva Shabdi. Vishuddha Sattva. There is Sattva, primeval qualities in the material energy. Sattva Tama. That is mixed with Tamaguna and Rajaguna. Vishuddha Sattva means there is no connection with other gunas. It is nirgun. Nirgun means transcendental. Completely transcendental. Pure and transcendental. Whether you understand or not, aprakrita. Aprakrita means beyond comprehension of human sense organs, gross and subtle. We cannot comprehend it. Beyond comprehension. Highest region. Very blissful. Supreme Lord has got a form. He can take initiative. In Vedic culture, this you have to note very carefully. Nothing can be preserved or retained without consciousness. Unconscious matter can do nothing. As long as consciousness would exist in me, then this body will remain. When consciousness leaves this body, you may try to keep it for a long time chemically, but the body will remain. There is no person there. Person is attributed to conscious principle. Thinking, feeling and willing. Nobody considers dead body as person. Everywhere in this world we see all the living beings, including human beings, they are doing all activities through consciousness, thinking, feeling and willing. By that, as long as that is there, even in this material world, there are many persons who are atheists, don't believe in the existence of Atma or Paramatma. But when Atma leaves the body, they do not also consider that body leaves. Even when it touches, then he used to take bath. Like that. Sun is there. But in Vedic culture is there is sun god. You are not seeing. You are seeing the material form. Otherwise it cannot be retained. This building we have constructed, as long as conscious beings are here, it will be retained. And they will leave this, after 1,000 years it will fall down. Nothing can be retained. Supreme Lord is the source of all conscious beings. He can take initiative. He is not inert. And he is all powerful. All existence, all knowledge, all bliss. Without his grace, as there is no equal to him more than him, nobody can get him. If anybody tries to do this, by use of reasoning and argument as I find in the Oxford Dictionary, you're a total failure. With challenging mood, you cannot get any idea of the Supreme Lord. Everything will be sealed. Very easy and tremendously difficult. If you have the belief in God, as you are seeing, you are believing in all the conscious beings here, and we are not the prime cause. From the prime cause, all the imani bhutani jayante, all the jivas are emanating from that Supreme Lord. And in the Brahma and sustained by Brahma, Supreme Lord. So he is controlling everything. In a moment, he can create infinite Brahmandas. In a moment, he can destroy. We may have many so-called vanity, false vanity. We have done this and done this. Nothing in regard to Supreme Lord. He is omniscient, but human beings are not omniscient. As much power is given to him, so much imparted power. We are always to remember Swami Maharaj's saying, with deep thought, explanation of one verse of Gita. When one is enlightened with the knowledge, by his ignorance is destroyed. His knowledge reveals everything. The sun lights up everything at daytime. Sun lights up everything at daytime. We are seeing this by our material sense organs. So this instance has been given. Supreme Lord is infinite knowledge, self-effulgent. The Supreme Lord appears in you. You will have your own knowledge, you will see everything in proper perspective, everything. You will also be omniscient. But once you get in, then you cannot keep your body here, you have to leave this body here. As long as Supreme Lord wants that this person should remain, he will worship, will do everything. But Lord will not appear fully before him. Once he sees, then his existence will be finished in the body. He cannot remain. Only by Lord's desire, if he sends somebody, then he can. Otherwise not. So we have to sanctify our heart. Vasudeva means sanctified heart. Pure heart. Even the heart, so many thoughts of the world are here. If you call God, God will come. Oh, it is already this store of mind is filled up. I have got no place to stay. You go back. You have to clear everything. Can you clear? You pass through millions of births, those previous thoughts are going. But that is another important thing. Our Param Gurudev, personal associate of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, Gauranga Mahaprabhu is one with the grace incarnate God, Saraswati Goswami Thakur. He has written in his time, there were some devotees, without taking permission from him, they go for worship in a lonely place, secluded place. We say Nirjan Bhajan. Nobody previously said anything against this. No Vaishnava. But he said, you see, if you want eternal welfare, you are neophyte. You should think, you should have the company of bona fide sadhus. If you remain in a lonely place, atmosphere is such in this Kali Yuga, and your previous evil thoughts are there flowing. The undercurrent, river flow in Gaya, it's got Phalgu, that is going on within your mind. If you remain in a lonely place, if you do anything wrong, any evil action, who is saying you? Don't do this. Here, they have not come, they didn't come to him. They say, our Gurudev is one grace incarnated form of Supreme. But without asking him, they went separately, in seclusion. And he said, he wrote one letter. Yushtuman tumi kishara vaishnava. Pratishthara tare nirjara ghare tavo hari naam kevala koi ka. You should not think that we are vaishnava. O wicked mind, you have become vaishnava. This sort of vanity. You will not get actual spiritual devotional benefit. Your all worship in loneliness is everything is deceitfulness and nothing else. Everything is deceitful. He himself has written. Our Vishnu Babaji Maharaj is to sing the hymn of his writing. Vishnu Babaji Maharaj, he said, he heard it several times. Dushtamantami Kishara Vaishnav, Pratishtharatara Dirjana Ghare Tava Hari Naam Kevala Koi Tav. I do not want to elaborately discuss this, but by the by, Tai Dushtama Nirjana Bhajan Pracharjiva Sale Kujogi Vaibhav. You are propagating this Kujogi Vaibhav, evil, indecent. Those yogis who are indecent yogis, their wealth, conditioned souls of the world may be attracted to this, but real devotee will not come. You are a neophyte. When you do it, সেদুটি কথা বলেন আর সর্বদা করো ইচ্ছেশ্বরে হরি নাম অরব ফলগু আর যুক্ত বদ্ধ আর মুক্ত কবু না ভাবিয়া গায়ে আস। ইউ ডু সংকীর্তন লাউডলি ফ্রম দি কোর অব দি হার্ট by remaining in the association of sadhus. Because if you remain in a lonely place, you have imbibed thoughts of millions of birds that will come in your mind, and if you do anything very abominable act, will she rescue you? কীর্তন ভাবে স্মরণ হবে সেকালে ভজন নির্জন সম্ভব, নট নাও। When by কীর্তন we be searched with the remembrance of Krishna, then you will. Now go, if you go there, just the reverse you will get. With this all knowledge they have established these boards, forts. Unnecessarily they have not done this. Without association of sadhus of different status, Shuddha Bhakta, their congenial atmosphere is there. You go outside, you will not find it. This situation will come. Anybody wants to perform bhajan, they will not find any place to bhajan. Previously it was not necessary, 100 years before. But you understood, those who want to worship, engage themselves for the service of, dedicate themselves for the service of Krishna and Krishna Bhakta, they want some place. But that is, when you understand I am, whether I am fit or not, always you are speaking about worldly things and God will come in your mind. Always you are hearing of worldly things, God will come to your mind. How? Grahma katha na bolibe, grahma katha na shunibe. Always I am hearing. Always I am doing japa bhajan. All these thoughts will come to you. The storehouse of mind will be there. Will rescue you. Even with the, in the company of some people, if you be there, people will control you. Ah, this is more. You are taking your smoking here. There are so many people smoking, and they will come to complain to the acharya. Swamiji, your own person is smoking. The whole world is smoking, but they will not say anything. They are also governing you. May not be there, they are Shuddha Bhakta. In this way, when you will understand by the fruit, when you will get the fruit, then you understand it. Yes, I am now. You will think within, but not with vanity. In the association of sadhus and Shuddha Bhakta, even emancipated souls, highest emancipated soul, Gop Gopi, they remain together, millions, and they sing the glories of God. Emancipated state, realized state, they are also doing it. When we shall go to the realized state, we have to do the same thing. Gradually we will get it. All right. Now, you see, our Sankirtana Sabha Yatra, Guru Maharaj introduced, I was deprived because I committed offense. I had got some difficulty, heart. You should not perform jumping and all these things. You should not perform kirtan loudly like this. So, by loudly if you utter, you are doing good to yourself, you are doing good to others, you are doing good to all the animals, trees, etc. All are God's name and God's saying. No different. Krishna, 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 Radhesham, that would start them. So you should do this Sankirtan, not to show others as bhajan. If you do it, it will be beneficial to you, your mind will be sanctified, and always in mort. If you remain in the mort and eat and sleep, then there will be, it will be like a hotel. No. Regularly in the morning, night, and if possible at daytime, we have to speak and hear about Harikatha. Always. So the Harikatha comes to you. In this way. So, first Nagar Sankirtan performed very successfully. And after that, Krishna Dharmashtami, so many persons came. They observed first whole day and night. Of course, those who could not remain completely without taking, they are giving fruits, etc. At 3 a.m., towards the late at night, after performing Mahabhishek, everything. After that, Nanda Maharaj will come to know that he has got his son. So in Nanda's shop, thousands came, they were served. We performed festival for the marriage ceremony of the son, of the daughter, of somebody. By that, you have got attachment to the world. And if you perform festival for Krishna, then you will have attachment to Krishna. And in midnight, we go through the chapters, three chapters of Srimad Bhagavat. Why it is written. That you have to remember. As we could not have such video conference, because so many persons are there, are all packed up, where to be. So, now after finishing the function, at least something should be spoken to you, for that is, I am speaking. When Prithivi Devi, Prithivi, you are saying it is a matter, earth, water, fire, air, sky, but Prithivi Devi, there is one consciousness, demigod is there, Prithivi Devi. Prithivi Devi, this Prithivi Devi, Prithivi, earth, by the burden of the tremendous sins and crimes of the demons were very much troubled and in anxiety. She approached Brahma. Whenever you will find there will be all these sons of heinous crimes, killing, without consideration, you will be ready. The atmosphere has become vitiated. Anything may happen for keeping it balanced. Anything may happen at any time. That we should be prepared. Now, Prithivi Devi approached Brahma. Brahma said, I am to worship Vishnu by going to the shore of milk ocean with other demigods. Brahma went there and performed immense penance, and he heard ultimately one celestial voice, oracle: Bhagavan, Supreme Lord Vishnu, directed Brahma, I am going, you should not be afraid of, but other demigods with their wives, they will also appear to help me in the lineage of, in the family of Pandav and Jadavas. And after that, I shall appear. I am also appearing. There is no fear. Then he said to all demigods, that is the order of Vishnu Bhagavan Supreme Lord, you should appear in the world with your wives. And God will appear, Supreme Lord Vishnu. Now, after that, Devaki, sister of Kamsa, younger sister, was married with Vasudeva. And Kamsa was very glad. Kamsa wanted to drive the chariot. There is not necessity, but when my sister married, I should go. And he was driving the chariot with great enthusiasm. On the way, he heard, "O Kamsa, you are taking your sister Devaki with great joy. The eighth birth of Devaki in this month, Bhadra means fifth month of Bengali calendar. And Bhadra, according to English month, middle of August and middle of September. That's Bhadra, and he will appear in the eighth pregnant womb of Devaki and kill you. Immediately Kamsa took hold of all the heirs of Devaki to kill immediately. His mind was changed. Then Vasudev tried to pacify, "What you are doing? You are a hero. Death is nothing. When there is birth, there will be death. But you are a hero if you kill your younger sister, is like a younger daughter, a daughter, like your daughter. Then there will be ill fame. That will be more harmful to you. Why are you doing this?" In this way, he tried to pacify. But he determined, "No, I shall have to kill." Ultimately, Vasudev said, in the oracle, in the celestial voice, it does not say that Devaki will kill you. Devaki's eighth womb the birth of the son, when eighth womb, in the birth, in the eighth womb, the son will kill you. It will take much time. Seven births will be there, and when it will be done, I am giving you promise. I shall hand over you all my sons to you. All my sons to you. And Kamsa had great respect to Vasudeva as sadhu. Whatever he says good. He had got some belief. So he accepted already. And in the oracle, this is not the that Devaki will kill, but Devaki is eighth womb, but the eighth womb will kill. All right. And after that, what happened? When Vasudeva was there, first son was born. He took the son and came to Kamsa and offered and delivered. Thank you. Kamsa was astonished to see so sadhu. No, I have got to fear from this first part. Only in the eighth part. You take everything. Return. But reluctantly, Vasudeva returned, because this sort of mischievous person, sometimes they become happy, sometimes they do not become happy. That is the certainty of their word. Yet, Vasudeva returned, and in the meantime, Narad was moving throughout Brahmanda everywhere. Narad came. Then Kamsa, this is the, now I have got the scope to know what the demigods and all these things are doing against me. I should get all the information from Narad. When Narad goes to the demigods, they want to know about the demons in this way. And privately, Kamsa discussed with Narad. Narad said, I have heard that Supreme Lord Vishnu will appear. Vishnu will appear and to kill you, I have heard. And as per desire of Vishnu, all the demigods and their wives, they will also appear in the family, in the lineage of Pandav and Jadav, I have heard. Now, one thing. At that time, Narada Goswami warned Kamsa, you say, Eighth birth from which side? From the rear side or from the beginning side? There is no certainty. From the beginning or from the rear. And also inform all the demigods with their wives, they are coming to help. And also inform that you are in your previous birth, Kalnemi, Vishnu killed you. That Vishnu is coming. When Narad left, he immediately, what he did? He thought all the Jadavas, all the Pandavas are enemies. They are all my enemies. And started oppressing by the help of the other demons, Jarasandha, etc., Agasura, Bakasura, all this started. And immediately imprisoned, kept Vasudev Devaki, after chaining into the prison house, captivity. He imprisoned his own father, Guru. In this way. And so much oppression was done, by which all the Jadavas, only a few Jadavas remained, and most of the Jadavas, they fled from that place to other countries. They could not remain. Now, when he learned from Narada Goswami, he asked, bring that child, which he returned. And before the Devaki, he killed that child on the stone by striking him, small child. And Devaki was very much shocked and cried, heart-rending cry, yet through quail killed. In this way, 6 sons he killed, one by one. After that, when 7th birth, at that time, Krishna ordered Jogamaya, you should attract the pregnancy of Devaki and take it to Gokul Mahavan. There is another wife of Vasudev, Rohini, to his womb, to Haru. You have to take that. Without knowledge, nobody could know anything about it. Without unnoticed, you have to do this. This is my order. And that was done, that the pregnancy was attracted and taken to Rohini. Then, so Baladev's one name is Rohini Nandan, not Devaki Nandan. Rohini Nandan, for that reason. Garbha Sankarsanat Sankarsana. And that Garbha means that pregnancy, attracted from there to Gokul Mahavan. So his name is Sankarsan. Lokaravanat Balarama. He is giving happiness to all the Vrajavasis. He is Balarama. And he is all extending personality of Krishna. Sandari Shaktimad Vigraha. Very powerful. So Balasrad Balavadra. He appeared there. And Krishna ordered that I shall appear now in the 8th Bhadra in dark fortnight. In dark fortnight, moon cannot be full moon. Dim, it will be decayed full moon, decayed moon, and I shall appear. And at that time, how he will appear, it has been written here in Bhagavad, which I want to tell to you because you are absent. And you are not there, either you have gone through this from Srimad Bhagavat, I do not know. This I want to say to know the actual writing narration. But that is just afterwards, after this, what happened? When there was manifestation of very delightful, blissful time, so all good qualities, all the stars, Oshini, etc., their various names, all the planets, Robi, etc., and constellation, other stars, became calm and quiet. God is coming. Everything was now, everything, every area is blissful, calm and serene. You see. Now, Rohini, holy star, appeared. Rohini is the holy star, Krishna's appearance. In this holy star, Krishna's appearance was performed, or Krishna appeared there. All the 10 quarters of the globe were peaceful and quiet. Permanent, all the sky was spotless. God is coming, is all good, etc. And adorned with stars, permanent. Towns, cities, villages, pasture lands, Goshta, etc. on earth were nice. Rivers were thoroughly filled with clean water. Lakes were adorned with various beautiful lotus. Forests were reverberating with the sweet voice of cuckoo, you know, cuckoo, a bird, cuckoo, cuckoo. Cuckoos and pleasant sound of birds, humming sound of bumblebees. Earth was adorned with green leaves and sweet scent flowers. When God comes, everything becomes very, very pleasant. Pure, pleasant wind was blowing. Now Brahmins all of a sudden started oblation fire. Yogagni, the oblation was stopped by the demons. They could not do it. They stopped. But Brahmins, they started all of a sudden. In this wonderful sacred environments, Supreme Lord Bhagavan Vishnu was about to appear in the world. When about to appear in the world, what happened? All the sadhus, you say, saints, who were averse to demigods. Sadhus are just opposite demigods. Hey, demons. Were averse demons, were complacent and bright. And there was holy sound of celestial kettle drum in heaven. Supreme Lord is appearing, you think about this. Extempore, if I say, I may leave some portion, but that is, I have written it in English. Now demigods and saints were showering flowers. You should think that Krishna is appearing, flowers. When Supreme Lord Janardhan was about to appear in the dark night, and there was rumbling sound of clouds. At that time, like a full moon, Supreme Lord, who is residing in the hearts of all spirit souls, appeared. Gaur Prabhanande Hari Hari. Appeared. And Sri Krishna appeared in the womb, Satchidananda form of Devaki. Bhagavan was not born in the Vishnu Chakradivad, in his commentary says, was not born from the womb of Devaki. What is that? Prachyang. Abhirashi jatha prachyang isandirva pushkalaha. Prachyang abhirashi. You have to think about this. Was not born from the womb of Devaki like other sons of the world, but appeared like moon from the east. Full moon. How? 8 days, they are going to be full manifestation. But God appeared, not actually in the womb, but appeared there in that prison house with full moon, with Shankha Chakra Gada Padma Dhari, with conch shell, disc, etc. And sun and moon, you see, sun and moon are not produced by the east quarter. Eastern side, from the east side, sun rises, moon rises. Nobody says that eastern side is the generator, is the producer of sun and moon. Sun and moon graces that side, eastern side. But by gracing, appeared. Like that Krishna appeared from Devaki. By giving them, for giving them parental love, giving them. In the dark fortnight, 8th lunar day of the 5th month, Bhadra, of Bengali calendar, middle August to middle September. And here, Indu means moon. Purna, Pushkar means Purna, full moon. How full moon? On the 8th day can come. So, from the eastern side, as sun and moon rises, so Krishna appears by his own will. These are the production of Vrindavan Devaki. Now, here, after that, Bhagavan Vasudeva enters into the heart of devotee. From Vasudev. Bhagavan Vasudev. Bhagavan Vasudev enters into the heart of devotee from Vasudev. First he appeared in the heart of Vasudev. Devaki became very much luminous and vigorous. Due to Lord's appearance in her heart, and observing or beholding this, on seeing, observing or beholding this, there is infusion of fear in the heart of Kamsa. This now Devaki, this son who will be born, he will kill me. Oh, Devaki has become so powerful, Kamsa. But pricked by conscience, without doing any harm to Devaki, was always thinking, Supreme Lord Bhagavan, out of fear, adversely, with hostile mentality. Hey, Kamsa, by all the things, everywhere you are seeing Krishna, everywhere he is thinking, in hostile mentality, Krishna is coming, kill me, he is coming, kill me. So, his mind was engrossed in Krishna. This is one kind of bhajan. Amongst now, what happened? Supreme Lord Bhagavan adversely with hostile spirit, Kamsa was seeing with hostile spirit. Meanwhile, all demigods and saints came there and started singing about the glories of the womb and the glories of Supreme Lord. They said deeply, amongst the three truths, Satyam, Bhagavan, individual souls, and Maya, God Bhagavan is the eternal truth. Individual souls is superior to gross and subtle bodies. Paramatma is much superior, further superior to individual souls. And Supreme Lord, who possesses infinite opulences, is the highest entity, transcendental supreme person, all existence, all knowledge, all bliss. Goodness, blessedness of surrounding, surrounded and necessity of descent of Supreme Lord. When this sort of holy atmosphere was there, then goodness, blessedness of the surrendered souls, necessity of descent of Supreme Lord, descent form of Supreme Lord, fearlessness of bona fide pure devotees. Bona fide pure devotees, they have got no fear. When first Sukadeva Goswami was narrating this, at that time Parikshit Maharaj wanted to hear. I want to hear about the appearance of Krishna with Baladev. and what the strength he did, everything. Then they are all the demigods, they came and they submitted their prayers there. Among the three truths, in this way we have already heard. At that time, Parikshit Maharaj said, I want to hear because Nibbita Tashair Bhagya Manat Bhavaushadat Nibbita Tashair Bhagya Manat Bhavaushadat. Those who are emancipated souls, realized souls, they will worship Krishna rightly, correctly. They are worshipping without any desire, any ulterior desire. They are worshipping Krishna for Krishna's sake, for his satisfaction. Nibdatasya bhagya manat bhavosa sattra manavirahamat srotra manavirahamat. But those who are submitting prayers, when they are inclined to satisfy Krishna, then if anybody hears that, then that will come within through the ear to the person. So inclined to hear this from the core of the heart, then first Nibbatasya Upajya Manat Bhavoshadad. This is also medicine for those who are in the melody of this birth and death of this in this world, threefold afflictions and also infirmity, etc. in this marriage. And for this, divine panacea is to hear about the glories of Sri Krishna, about his advent, about his appearance, about his name, about his form, about his attributes, about his personal associates, about his pastimes. And if those want deliverance from these clutches of Maya, external protection, if they hear about this, their Maya also will be removed. Bhava Shadat, birth and death is called Bhava, birth and death, and threefold afflictions, all kinds of miseries, will be removed. Sotra Manavirava, Kautama Sloka Gnanu Bhada, Kuman Veda Vyamasamana. Will not hear about Krishna's appearance, Krishna's advent, Krishna's holy name, form, attribute, will not. Excepting those who are killing elements, cruelly. Excepting those, they will have good attitude to do this. And excepting those who are committing suicide, a kind of suicide, those who do not worship Supreme Lord, sing the glories, the kind of suicide. Apashugnat. Pashugnat means those who have killed, slaughtered many men cruelly, and also slain, may say. And those who have, already I have said, Bhavau Shodhat, Sotra Manaviramat, Pautmas Gunandu Bhadat, Puman Veda Bina Pasugnat. Those who want to commit suicide, those persons will be deprived or they have refrained from hearing this. If they hear, they will be rescued. And they are also, Parikshit Maharaj said, that when Sukadeva Goswami said, you are hearing without taking any food, without taking water, without taking rest, how you will maintain your family, your body? So you should take rest. You should take some water. Then he said, no. It is true, it is very difficult to tolerate the pangs of thirst and to tolerate hunger. It is very difficult. But I shall die after some time. I have been cursed by the Brahmin. So you should not think about me. I am drinking, I am hearing, I am drinking your embraced nectar saying of the Krishna's name, form, attributes, and everything. So I have got no feeling. I do not want to take water. I do not want to take food. I do not want to take rest. Can we say like this? Parikshit Maharaj was speaking like this. And Sukadeva Goswami also spoke without taking anything. Those who are there, they are also engrossed. And all the Muni Rishis, they are the heart. So, this as you are not present at that time, but you could not make any video conference. For that reason, I have tried briefly to say something in this level.
Jai Jai Gopal, Jai Jai Govind.
శ్రీ గురు గౌరాంగ శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధా మదన మోహన్ పంచతత్వాత్మ శ్రీ గౌర హరికి శ్రీ శ్రీ గురు గౌరాంగ శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధా గోవింద జ్యోతి శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధా గోపిరాజ్ జ్యోతి శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధా నయననాథ్ జ్యోతి జయ నిత్య లీలా ప్రవిష్ట విష్ణుపా అష్టప్తశత శ్రీమద్ భక్తి దైత మాధవ గోస్వామి మహారాజ్ కీ జయ నిత్య లీలా ప్రవిష్ట విష్ణుపా అష్టప్తశత శ్రీమద్ భక్తి సిద్ధాంత సరస్వతి గోస్వామి మహారాజ్ కీ జయ శ్రీ రూపానుగ గురువర్గ కీ జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్త బృంద కీ జయ శ్రీ రాధా కృష్ణ గోపీ గో గోవర్ధన్ బృందావన శ్రీ రాధా కుండ శ్యామ్ కుండ కీ అనంత కోటి వైష్ణవ బృంద కీ సార్వవిఘ్న వినాశనకారి శ్రీ నృసింహదేవ కీ జయ నిత్య లీలా ప్రవిష్ట పరమ పుజ్యపా పరిభ్రాజకాచార్య ఇదన్విష్యామి శ్రీమద్భక్తి రక్షక శ్రీధర్ దేవ గోస్వామి మహారాజ్ కీ నిత్య లీలా ప్రవిష్ట పరమ పుజ్యపా పరిభ్రాజకాచార్యమి శ్రీమద్భక్తి ప్రమోద పురి గోస్వామి మహారాజ్ కీ జయ పరమ పూజ్యపాద పరిభ్రాజకాచార్యమి శ్రీభక్తి కుమోద సంత గోస్వామి మహారాజ్ కీ నిత్యలీలా ప్రవిష్ట పరమ పూజ్యపాద పరిభ్రాజకాచార్యమి శ్రీమద్భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి మహారాజ్ కీ పరమ పూజ్యపాద పరిభ్రాజకాచార్యమి శ్రీమద్భక్తి స్వరంత్రివిక్రమ మహారాజ్ కీ పూజ్యపాద దండిష్యామి శ్రీమద్భక్తి విజ్ఞాన భారతి మహారాజ్ కీ త్రిదండిష్యామి శ్రీ భక్తి సుందర నరసింహ మహారాజ్ కీ త్రిదండిపాద గణ కీ సమాగత భక్త వృంద కీ శ్రీ హరినామ సంకీర్తన కీ
విశ్వవ్యాపీ